Hello, everyone. I'll be sharing our devotional today from Psalm 38. Again, that is Psalm 38, and I'll read that for us. O Lord, rebuke me not in your anger, nor discipline me in your wrath. For your arrows have sunk into me, and your hand has come down on me. There is no soundness in my flesh because of your indignation. There is no health in my bones because of my sin. For my iniquities have gone over my head, like a heavy burden, they are too heavy for me. My wounds stink and fester because of my foolishness. I am utterly bowed down and prostrate. All the day I go about mourning, for my sides are filled with burning, and there is no soundness in my flesh. I am feeble and crushed. I groan because of the tumult of my heart. O Lord, all my longing is before you. My sighing is not hidden from you. My heart throbs, my strength fails me, and the light of my eyes, it also has gone from me. My friends and companions stand aloof from my plague, and my nearest kin stand far off. Those who seek my life lay their snares. Those who seek my hurt of ruin and meditate treachery all day long. But I am like a deaf man. I do not hear, like a mute man who does not open his mouth. I have become like a man who does not hear, and in whose mouth are no rebukes. But for you, O Lord, do I wait. It is you, O Lord, my God, who will answer. For I said, only let them not rejoice over me, who boast against me when my foot slips. For I am ready to fall, and my pain is ever before me. I confess my iniquity. I am sorry for my sin. But my foes are vigorous, they are mighty. And many are those who hate me wrongfully. Those who render me evil for good accuse me because I follow after good. Do not forsake me, O Lord. O my God, be not far from me. Make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation. This psalm is very raw. It's full of heaviness and sorrow. Even if you just glance at the passage, the heaviness is pretty obvious. David uses phrases like, your arrows have sunk into me. My wounds stink and fester. My pain is ever before me. And he uses words like mourning, sighing, burning, groaning, tumult of my heart. Why does David say all of this? What is the source of all this pain and sorrow? David actually makes that very clear. In verses 3-5, he says, it's because of my sin, for my iniquities have gone over my head. My wounds stink and fester because of my foolishness. David knows that this mourning, sighing, burning, groaning, it's because of David's own sin. I think this then begs the question, why does David start this psalm with these first two verses? The first two verses says, O Lord, rebuke me not in your anger, nor discipline me in your wrath, for your arrows have sunk into me, and your hand has come down on me. This kind of sounds like David's pain is coming from God. And the answer is sort of yes and no. It's yes because God does seem to be disciplining David in this case. And I think verse 2 speaks to that. For your arrows have sunk into me, and your hand has come down on me. However, even amidst his expression of mourning and heaviness from his sin, David still remembers that God does not abandon his children. Verse 15 says, but for you, O Lord, do I wait. It is you, O Lord, my God, who will answer. And then verse 12, 21 and 22, it says, do not forsake me, O Lord. O my God, be not far from me. Make haste to help me, O Lord, my salvation. David, in desperation of relief, brings this request before his father for his help. I'm not a father, but I would imagine that when a father disciplines his child, he disciplines him or her because he cares about his child and wants the best for them. I know this is not always the case with the brokenness of this world and the corruption of what God designed a father-child relationship to be, but that is how God designed fathers and their children. for the father to apply discipline and correction to his child because he loves them, because the child doesn't know any better. And even when they do, they still mess up time and time again. But the desire of the father isn't to let them be and fester in their mistake, but it's to bring them out of these mistakes and chastise them as needed, to point them to the way that leads to life and joy and love. It says in Hebrews chapter 12, "Do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord, nor be weary when reproved by him. For the Lord disciplines the one he loves and chastises every son whom he receives." We have had earthly fathers who disciplined us and we respected them. Shall we not much more be subject to the Father of spirits and live? For they disciplined us for a short time as it seemed best to them, but the Lord disciplines us for our own good, that we may share his holiness. For the moment, all discipline seems painful rather than pleasant, but later it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. That was Hebrews chapter 12. I think the thing we must always remember when we, like David in this passage, are overwhelmed by our sin and brokenness, the thing we have to remember is that when God disciplines and chastises his children, he never does so purely out of blind rage. Even though David lived in the time before the revelation of Jesus, he still trusted that the Lord would not rebuke him in anger or wrath. This anger and wrath of God against our sin, which is completely just and rightful, this wrath was all placed upon Jesus on the cross. When the Lord disciplines us, he does so not out of wrath, but out of perfect love. And this kind of discipline is for our own good. Can you imagine if a father disciplined and chastised his child with no love involved? He just yells in a fit of rage with no mention of love and forgiveness. That would be so cold and so heavy for the child. Unfortunately, that's the case for a lot of people in this world with their parents. Maybe some of us today here listening to this devotional. And if that's the case, I'm deeply sorry. But what I can assure us today is this: God will never discipline me or you out of wrath. Jesus took that wrath for us already in the full. And what now awaits us as God's children is endless love and forgiveness. When God disciplines us, he desires for us to turn to him, because being with him is what is best for God's children. When you read this psalm from beginning to end, it doesn't sound very hopeful or joyful. The parts that are somewhat hopeful, like in verse 15 when David says he'll wait for the Lord, even these parts, they're very brief. The majority of the passage is an expression of the heaviness that David feels, both because of God's discipline and also because of his other life circumstances. And I think that's also one of the purposes of this passage. The reality is we will not always be in a state of automatic happiness in this life, especially when God is disciplining us. That's clearly the case here in Psalm 38. And I'm sure we've all had those seasons in our lives where we experience the heaviness of our own shortcomings and the discipline from the Lord and other brothers and sisters in our lives who keep us accountable. But we can have faith that this discipline of the Lord is part of his perfect goodness to shape us to fit his purpose, and that his discipline is only temporary. Like it says in Hebrews 12, for the moment, all discipline seems painful rather than pleasant, but later it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. So I encourage us today, let's remain faithful under God's discipline. It's part of our journey in sanctification, becoming more and more like Jesus. It requires discomfort, stretching, and challenging. So let's not be dismayed by it, but instead, let's turn to him. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your discipline. the way you discipline and chastise us is full of a love and mercy that is gentle and is for us. At times we may feel a heaviness because of our own sin, but I pray that in those times we would be reminded of Jesus, who took on all of the weight on our behalf. Lord, if any of us are fearful of your discipline, fearful of sanctification, I pray that you would teach us to submit under your direction, and that this is just one of the ways through which you pour out your love for us. Lord, won't you make us more and more like Jesus? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.